Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ipinalam ng punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang pag-abolisa sa 457 Temporary Skilled Worker Visa at papalitan ito ng panibagong programang Skilled Visa. Ito'y matapos ipagtanggol ng leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten ang malaking pagtaas sa bilang ng mga 457 visas noong panahong siya'y nanungkulan bilang Employment Minister. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Gareth Borham na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Nitong huling apat na taon, ipinangako ng Partido Labor na babawasan nito ang bilang ng mga ibinibigay na 457 visa upang mapabigyang proteksyon ng mga trabaho para sa mga lokal na residente. Ngayon, ipinaalam ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull na ito'y kanyang isa sa katuparan na kanyang inunahan ang Partido Labor.
So we have and we always will be an immigration nation, but we must ensure that the foundation of that success is maintained, and the foundation is that our migration system is seen to work in the national interest.
Sa pangakong binigyang prioridad ng mga Australiano para sa trabaho na bukas para sa manggagawa mula ibang bansa, muling binigkas ni punong ministro Turnbull ang dating naipangako ng nooy punong ministro John Howard noong kampanya para halalan ng taong 2001 kaugnay ng border security.
Believe me, we should not underestimate either our success as a multicultural society or the fact that our success is built on a foundation of confidence by the Australian people that it is their government and their government alone that determines in the national interest who comes here and the terms on which they come and how long they stay.
Sinabi ng punong ministro Turnbull, sa panibagong visa, mababawas sa tala ang may 200 kasalukuyang mga trabaho.
So this is a very substantial reduction in the list of skills that qualify for these visas. There'll be a 2-year visa, and that will require, as will a second visa for 4 years, 2 years work experience, prior work experience. That is not the case at the moment. It will require, in the case of the 4-year visa, a higher standard of English. It will require a proper police record, a criminal check, which is not the case at the moment. It will require, in almost all cases, in the majority of cases, mandatory labour market testing. Again, a very significant change.
Anya, ang may 55,000 457 visa holders ay maaaring manatili sa Australia sa ilalim ng kanilang kasalukuyang visa o visa conditions. Sinabi ng Ministro para Migrasyon Peter Dutton na ang pagbabago ay isang pagsisikap upang may saayos ang naiwang gulo ng Partido Labor.
Labor presided over a policy which got out of control by their own admission. And what we are doing is making some significant changes in abolishing the program, but introducing a temporary skills shortage visa through two streams, one a short term, one a medium term, and by doing that, we restore integrity to this visa program.
Bago nito ay pinakita ng pamahalang Turnbull ang datos kung saan inaprubahan ng leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten ang halos may 70,000 457 visa nung siya ay nanunungkulang employment minister ng panahon ng pamahalang Gillard at Rudd. Sinabi ni Bill Shorten, nung panahong iyon, malakas ang industriya ng mina at nangangailangan nitong makakuha ng di pangkaraniwang bilang ng mga temporary skilled workers. Anya, paninindigan niya ang pangako ng Partido Labor na hihigpitan ang mga kumpanyang nag-iempleyo ng mga kawani mula ibang bansa.
We want Australians to have the chance to get first go at these jobs. That's why we want to rescue TAFE. We want to set a requirement that more apprentices be employed. And we also want to crack down on dodgy visas. This government is trying to distract everyone from their current record. They've been the government for 4 years. We've got 1.13 million people who are underemployed, not getting enough hours of work. We've seen the the scandals of 7-Eleven and other rip-offs of foreign visa workers, and we've got a lot of Australians who say they would like to get work, but instead it's going to temporary foreign labour.
Ayon sa Australian Bureau of Statistics, ang mga tinatag na primary visa application ay bumaba sa 3.5% ng nakarang taon, habang ang bilang ng mga tinatag na primary 457 visa holders sa Australia ay bumaba ng mula sa may 104,000 sa kulang-kulang 75,800. Halos sangkapat sa kabuuan ng 457 visa holders ay nagmula India at 19% ay mula United Kingdom. Sinabi ng mambabatas mula Partido Oposisyon, Matt Thurstlewhite, na di dapat ang kini ng Partido Liberal ang nasabing pagbawas. Ito anya ay bunga ng mga polisa ng Partido Labor nung ito'y nanunungkulan.
And the number one change that we made was proper labour market testing. So you had to test a domestic market before you could introduce 457 visa workers. And as a result of those reforms, as a result of those legal changes, the numbers fell. Now, because employment is a lagged indicator, the numbers have fallen since that time and into the period of the Turnbull government. So the fact is that it was Bill Shorten that put in place these changes that have seen the reduction in the numbers.
Ayon naman sa tagapagsalita ng oposisyon para Employment Services Ed Huksik, wala anyang nakikitang makabuluhang reforma.
We have been saying for ages, we've got to tighten up the loopholes that have been exploited. We've got to improve the labour market testing that's been around to ensure that Australians can have, one, not only confidence in the system, but two, that they've got as good a chance as any to be able to secure work in an environment where unemployment's up, where underemployment is huge, and where wages growth is stagnant. So from our point of view, we'll be waiting to see the detail. From the looks of it, this is more a rebadging exercise than a fair dinkum attempt to address the type of concerns that people have expressed.
Sinabi naman ng FECA na tatanggapin nito ang anumang seryosong pagsisikap na pabutihin ang 457 temporary skilled visa. Ayon sa chair ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia of FECA, Joe Caputo, tututulan nito ang anumang di makabuluhang pagbabago.
We would not welcome, if you like, a paying job without sort of substantial issues, being given. So it's early days at this stage. We'll have to wait to see whether, the government does in the next few weeks or months, when we are able to read the finer prints, to the finer details to the proposals.
Sinabi naman ng Pangulo ng Australian Medical Association, Dr. Michael Gannon, sa Sky News na di dapat anya maapektuhan ng mga mungkahing pagbabago ang ilang bahagi ng Australia na naghahanap o nahaharap sa kakulangan sa dalubhasa sa medisina ng oportunidad na makapag-recruit mula ibang bansa.
What we've seen in Australia in recent years is tremendous investment in medical students, and we've seen similar investments in a lot of these other health professions. We need to see flexibility in the arrangements. So for those specialties or those areas of the workforce where genuine shortages remain, that we are able to get staff from overseas.
Sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.